Somebody call 911. Hello there. Welcome back to You, Me, and the Podcast. And we have special guest,
Lisette Vega.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I love Lisette so much. She is downright one of my favorite people. It's like every time we hang out, I feel like the time literally flies by and I'm like, how is it like midnight? Like, we have shut, do you remember when we shut BJ's now?
Yeah, we did.
After eating a Pizookie. And the server was so upset because he was like, yo, y'all like didn't buy anything except for two Pizookies? No, not even that. We got the little trio. We didn't even buy each individual. No. It was like, our bill came out to $11. I was like, I think at that point he was just like, bro, I'll pay for your bill. Just get the fuck out.
He was like, anything else you guys want to talk about? Because we got a cloak.
You know what? You know what's funny is that literally we went a couple days after that. We went to BJ's again. Do you remember this? He remembered us.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was like, anything else, you guys?
Anything else? A trio of the Pizookie?
And I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, I was like, damn. It's like, that should tell you exactly what we need to know. We've only known each other for a couple of months. Yeah. But,
yeah. Just a little while, but seems like a lot longer.
See, that's the thing. I love when you meet people and you're like, bro, I feel like I've known you forever. And it's just like, I love that. Like, we were talking about on the previous episode that we filmed, we were talking to Jamie about, like, how, like, girlhood is, like, so special.
Yes.
And, like, how, like, when you meet people and it's just, like, it feels so nice and it's, like, you can, like, relate on, like, such girly things. I'm like, oh, my God, it makes me so happy, you know?
Like,
and, like, we were talking about how, like, you know, like, just to, like, be, like, in, like, your most, like, divine, like, feminine energy. I know that sounds kind of kitschy, but I mean, you're from LA, so that doesn't sound too kitschy.
You know, no, it's true.
But also tell us what you do.
Oh,
if you don't want to, that's totally fine. You don't have to.
God. Did I sign an NDA? I don't remember. I'm a producer and for film and television, and yeah, so I go from LA to the Bay Area, a lot of tech, of course, TV shows, film, and then I fly out to other states too when they're like, oh, we need a producer here on set. I'm like,
okay. That's so cool. Basically, she works with really important people and she does some really important work. Yes. That's all you need to know.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to think. I'm like, when do my NDAs expire? I don't know if I can name like specific
just
ones.
The fact that you have an NDA, I feel like should tell everybody everything that they need to know. Oh, yeah. Right? It's important work enough to the point where you actually have an NDA. But
one I can say, because it already came out, was Oppenheimer, because it filmed at UC Berkeley.
Wait, hold on, what? You worked on Oppenheimer? Oh my God, I didn't know this. Yeah. Did we talk about this last time?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, because it hasn't been out.
Yeah, I probably forgot, because I was just...
I mean, we had a bajillion other things to talk about. But yeah, that's so cool. What did you do?
Yeah. So just I helped out like as a producer and just, you know, of course people, there's the executives and everything, but like, you know, there's a little ladder and then people, and then you can see me, they threw me in too. You can see me like my little head in the back of the student section.
Really?
When they're, yeah, the student scene.
That's so cool.
Yeah. They're like, just go, you look like, it's kind of like when I worked 13 Reasons Why, because they filmed here in Vallejo.
Yeah.
Mare Island, and they were like, oh, you look like a kid still. Go ahead.
You like, do okay. Look really young.
I'm like, okay.
For your age, you look really, yeah, really young. So.
You. Yes.
Okay. You've got the youth secrets. What's the secret?
Food.
Food. Being happy. Being happy with food.
And I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of, like, kid tendencies still. Like, I don't shy away from that, or I don't think I'm too cool to do stuff. So yeah. I play hockey and, like... I just like...
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last time. You do play hockey.
Yeah. So I guess that's how I stay happy and active and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You really are like the Jill of all trades, aren't you?
I don't know. I guess. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't want her
that's
to
That's the green flag.
She is the green flag.
She is the green flag.
But yeah. So that actually is a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about... all the flags. We're going to talk about red flags, green flags, etc. This is on the same page as like the icks. I'm like, every little thing, I'm like, it's either ick or it's a red flag. That's it. I was like, I don't, you know, one thing that I've realized is like, I started to not even like people anymore. Cause I was like, yo, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag. That's why I like you.
Yeah, I know. She's like, hello. She's like, I'm not people, but I am.
Some people will be like,
no.
But no, not you.
They can, I truly feel like they can sense when it's like.
Yeah, when they, I feel like dogs can sense when they're like, okay, this person has good vibes. This or this person is safe. Yeah. Safe or chill or, you know. So.
Hello.
Thank you for liking me.
I don't know what you want, sweetums. You want to sit?
Oh, she wants to speak her.
She's like my Velcro dog. She'll literally like sit right here. Like she'll come up to me when I'm working at around the same time. It's like always like 1 p.m., 2 p.m. She'll come up to me and then she'll be like, she'll stretch on me and she'll be like, okay, pick me up. So I'll pick her up and she'll like snuggle right here. And then she'll literally sleep there for an hour. So I'm literally like trying to work and like do this at the same time. And then if I try to put her down, she'll literally like act like I'm like she's dying. Okay, so are we going like surface level or are we going like depth?
We can go depth and then
let's start with a chill one. Yeah. I feel like if they have like a close friend story that has like too many people, that's a red flag. To me at least.
Yeah, and then they watch that, they're like, that's about me.
It's like, yeah, I don't like that at all. Ooh, if they can talk about nothing but their cars. God, that's a red flag. I was like, that should tell you
their spoiler and their muffler that you can hear it from like 2 miles away. And
if they talk about your car, if they talk about their car, like, oh, she needs this, she needs that. Red flag.
I'm out.
Red flag. Take me out. For real. Take me out. You've never had like met somebody who calls like their car she.
Yeah.
My brother are one, like some of those people. Yeah. Like, oh, like she needs this. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
Like she.
I'm like, first of all, why is it a she?
Why is it a she?
I have so many questions.
Do you think that? Like.
Yeah. And yeah, no, that's a red flag for sure.
When someone keeps talking about themselves for like a long time and they don't even say, how are you?
Oh, yeah. That's always a good one. But piggybacking off of that, when you ask someone a question and like they'll answer and then they'll just stop the conversation. And then it's like, oh,
okay.
Good to know. I was the only participant in this entire conversation.
Yeah. And you're just
That's a red flag. That's a red flag for me for sure.
When they say they don't like dogs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What? If they don't like dogs, it's. automatically red flag. I can't do that. Or no, you know what is like truly a red flag? It's not even that they don't like dogs. It's like if they hate on you for like treating your dogs like children. I know people who are like, oh, I like dogs, but I don't like them as much as like people, or like I don't treat them like my I'm like just don't like dogs. I would prefer you just don't like dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you like something but there's a butt to it,
just say you don't
like it.
Yeah. Right? Just say you're allergic to a dog.
Exactly, like. Right? Yeah, I can't stand people. Like even friends, I'm like,
yeah, no.
No.
You have 3 children.
Exactly. Like. I have 3 children. And then like, ooh, you know what I hate is like when people like when they're like, "Oh no, you don't." And I'm like, "Yes, I do." What are you talking about?
They're registered under my name. What do you want me to do?
Hey, like or like people are like, well, like, you know, that's a breeze, like wait until you have children. I'm like, I don't disagree that children are probably rough, but this is also responsibility.
It really is, because you have to, like, when you're traveling.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you're just out and about, if you just want to go to dinner,
yeah,
and then like pee or destroy your house.
that's not even a thing. Like, even if we go out for dinner, like our little Furbo is always watching, so we're like literally pulling it up, but I'm like here they are. I'm like, they're good. They're okay. Yeah, I'll literally, like, sometimes if they do something really bad, like if they like tear something up, I'll have to like scrub through the footage. I'm like, bro. But also, like, here's my thing, like with dogs, at least is like, like, they can't tell you how they feel. You know what I mean?
I know.
And it's like, yeah, you have to be so intuitive when it comes to them. Like, if they're not, like, eating. Like, dude, I literally inspect their poop sometimes because I'm like, yo, like, I want to make sure everything's, like, good, you know? Because, like, that's the, yeah, those are the indicators.
You guys have a good mama.
And she, I mean, I work from home, so yeah, literally, this is my life.
Yeah.
This is literally my life. They were like I had a friend of mine who he was like, oh, like, you know, your house, like, just sounds like it could, like literally shit could hit the fan at any point in time. And I was like, it's so far from that, though.
Yeah, no.
I was like, these are domesticated dogs. Okay. Mm-hmm. No. Like, when they go to my parents' house, they'll literally act like, okay, like, we're here. Like, you know, they'll go outside, do their business. They'll play for a little bit and then be like, okay, can we come inside now? We would like to sit on the couches. And then they just fall asleep on the couch. My mom's like, wow. I was like, yeah,
they're well behaved.
Okay. My brother was like, oh, like, you know, what are they like? What kind of toys or whatever do they like? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you could just turn on the TV and put on like Bear in the Big Blue House. They'll be fine.
Really?
And he was like, yeah. And I was, wow, like, we're raising iPad kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Another point. Another green flag.
Yeah.
For dogs.
Yeah. So. I love it. Honestly, like when, like, I mean, like guys in general, like when anybody can be like really intuitive to like dogs or like children or whatever, that's always a green flag to me.
Green flag, yes.
Because it's like,
you're cool with children,
you know? It's, yes, just like, oh,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I see you.
Yeah, you can play with kids, not just be on your phone.
Exactly, you know? Like, interact.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, interact. I don't know, be playful. Just because then what if you want to be with someone and then they're just like very about themselves and,
exactly,
you know, into their own emails and stuff and ignoring the kid. Hey, and they're just like, shut up.
Oh my god. Like, emotionally checked out parents. Yeah. Like, I was like, especially immigrant parents. That's, yeah, so on par.
Yeah.
I was like, how about we break the generational mold, you know? Like, be different, mm-hmm, than the generation prior.
And then they're the same. They're just like, no.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, like my stepdad was like not super involved. He'd be like, ask your mom. Ask it's your mom, and then my mom would be like, ask your dad, and I'm like,
yeah,
and then you're running up and down the stairs, mm-hmm, asking, and it's like, is somebody gonna give me an answer?
Give me an answer. I just want to spend the night at my cousin's house.
Oh my god, wait, speaking of cousins, did you ever like if you ever went over to your cousin's house, like if you wanted to stay, who asked?
My cousins would ask because I would pretend to fall asleep on, okay, the couch, and then I'd have one eye and be like, did you say anything yet? Like, what did they say?
Dude, my cousin, so I spent so much time at my cousin's house, like, mm-hmm, I like basically, like, instead of my aunt having like two kids, she had three kids because we're all born in August, we were all like similar tendencies. Aww. And stuff, right? And so literally I'd stay over at their house all the time, but then like we'd be upstairs like doing our thing, the parents would be downstairs, I'd be like, hey, Manjot, like, go ask if, yeah, I can, yeah, stay, yeah. And so she'd go downstairs, she'd be like, so, like, she calls my mom Masi because like that's like mom's sister, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, Masi, can she stay? And then, like, sometimes my mom would be on good mood. She's like, okay, fine, whatever, right? And then sometimes she'd be in a bad mood. And then she'd be like, no, tell her to get down here right now, right? And then I'd be like, oh, man. And then I'd be like, no, tell her that I already fell asleep. Like, I would, yeah, literally climb, yeah, into her bed, yeah, ruffle my hair, pretend like I'm like fully asleep.
Yeah, for my thing, my mom would be like, oh, I can't carry her. She's too heavy.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, see, yeah, I can't walk. I'm tired.
It's like, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. Did you grow up super close to your cousins?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Like my cousins, like my mom's side especially, like we all grew up like, because we're all like super similar in ages.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, same, all grew up together. Like literally, like whenever I introduce like my family, I'm like, oh, this is my brother. I have three little brothers and I have like three little cousins. And then I have my other cousin, right? There's eight of us total, and like we grew, really, up super together. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
For,
dude,
us, it's like 75.
But that was just like my mom's side. That's like what I consider like my immediate family.
Okay.
Like, you know how like in American culture they're like, oh, like, you know, your immediate like circle is like, you know, your mom and dad and your siblings. Okay. I'm like,
no.
I was like, it has to at least extend to my aunts and uncles. Yeah. I was like, outside, everybody, of that is my extended family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we were hosting for my mom's cousin, mm-hmm, right? My mom's cousin came, and then and my mom's cousin's like daughter and stuff like that, they came, right? And we were like hosting everyone, and like, you know, they came over, like we hung out and everything like that. And then like my cousin's like husband, my cousin who got married like not too long ago,
she was like
okay, so how are we related to them?
Oh my god.
Like he'll sit down like, even sometimes my cousin, like she won't like understand how we're related to people. Mm-hmm. So like I'll have my cousin and her husband, and then they'll be like, how are we related to X, Y, and Z, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, okay, so like this is how like we're related to X, Y, and Z, and then they're related to X, Y, and mm-hmm. Z. And then like my cousin, he was like, how do you keep track of all of this? And I was like, I don't know, just know. Right? And he was like, it's so crazy that you guys are so like far extended. And I was like, I don't know, we've always just been super close, you know?
You're like, it's still my cousin.
Exactly. I was like, I had to explain to a friend of mine, because I call my cousin's husband like my brother-in-law, right? And she was like, wait, your brother-in-law? She's like, I thought you only had brothers. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, yeah, but my cousin's husband, she's like, that's not your brother-in-law. And I was like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, you're like, those are like my sisters. Like, those are like my cousins.
Yeah, he is. Right? But it, like, I've started noticing that like there is like gaps in like American culture that like we don't account for. Mm-hmm. And like I'll be like sometimes she'll ask me, she's like, I was like, when was the last time you saw like your mom's siblings? And she was like, when I was like 7. And I'm like, oh.
Whoa.
I was like, your aunts and uncles?
Yeah. I saw them 2 days ago.
Yeah. Or, no, you know what was funny? It was, I went to 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. and at our 7-Eleven, there's like a, he's like older Punjabi guy, right? Mm-hmm. Probably like my stepdad's age, my mom's age, like that kind of age, right? So like in our culture, we call everybody auntie and uncle, right? Yeah. And so I was like telling her, I was like, oh, like, you know, I saw like this older, like I was meeting up with her, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, like I saw this like you know, older uncle at 7-Eleven, and we started talking and stuff like that. And she was like, your uncle works at 7-Eleven? And I was like, no. Like, I was like, how do I explain to you?
Yeah. Like,
And then he was like basically he was telling me, he was like, oh yeah, like, you know, like he was like, oh, where are you from in India and stuff like that, right? Turns out they're like from like similar, like my mom and him were like from similar places. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how do I explain to you that like my mom and him, like they grew up in like the same area? Mm-hmm. I was like, how do you explain that to non American people, right? Yeah. I was like, I don't think you can.
No. It's kind of hard because they have, like, such labels on, like, oh, aunt, bruh, you know, like, yeah, my dad's sister, this and that.
Yeah.
No. Like, I have cousins that are super close to me, and their dad grew up with my dad, like, on the same block. We're not related, but, like, we're cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we will get down for our cousins, you know, like.
Yeah. That's such a thing though. Like I like people that we grew up together with, like I guess they would be like considered family friends, mm-hmm. right? But it's like we grew up together, right? Yeah. Like and then like all like the thing with like being like Indian especially is like, I don't know if like Mexicans are like this, but like if my mom sits down with anybody, she'll figure out a way that they're related.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then she'll be like, oh, that's your cousin, right? So, mm-hmm. so it's like, you know, you grow up being like, oh, yeah, you know, that's your cousin.
It's your cousin for some, you know, because it's like the same town, or, you know, it's like, oh, I know where they grew up. It's like not the same town, but it's next door. But I know the cousin, uncle, friend, exactly. sister, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. And like, I think that's always been my thing of like having like a lot of like American friends. It's always been hard to me because I'm like, there are cultural barriers here, you know what I mean? And I feel like Mexican culture and like Indian culture is similar, mm-hmm. in that respect, where it's like, oh, like, you know, like, I mean, the fact that we can relate on this, mm-hmm. is like, it's so nice because it's like, oh, you get it.
Yeah, you get it.
You like, get it.
There's the aunties that are not really your aunties, but they're from, you know, or your uncles that are not really your uncles, but they're from the, you know, the same town or, yeah. anything like that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No, like literally somebody once told me, they were like, oh, it's a red flag if you remember like exactly like how somebody treated you on like Wednesday, May 22nd of like 2015. And I was like, guilty as charged. I was like, I am so liable to bring up shit. It's like, you, that's not what you said. X, Y, and Z.
Yes. I feel like we still have like, like that, like those people that, you know, it's like, oh, they did this or they did that, and that's why I don't trust, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. No, my brother, I think it was my brother that was like, he was like, you hold a grudge. And I was like, I don't hold a grudge, okay? I just now I'm going to proceed differently, okay? Like, once you've shown me something different, I'm like, now I'm going to proceed with caution. That's all.
Now I see you.
I was like, exactly. I was like, it's not that I'm holding a grudge. It's just like, you know, I'm just going to step lightly, please, mm-hmm. you know, type of thing. Yeah. But yeah, any green flags that you can think of off the top of your head.
That they don't judge me because I'm so goofy. Yeah.
Or if they can be just as goofy with you.
Oh, yes, please.
If they can speak your language in that mm-hmm. terms. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm so goofy. Sometimes I just always remember Push just laughing at me.
But that's always a good thing. Like, yeah, I feel like people who don't. In a good way. Yeah, I feel like people who don't take everything so seriously is always like a, mm-hmm. always like a, okay, like, you know.
Yeah.
That and like, if they can't communicate, that's automatically a red flag to me. Like, it's like, if you can't communicate, if you can't tell me, hey, like, this is what's up, this is how I'm feeling. Mm. I'm like, oh, hell no. On the same track though, like literally people, like have you ever, I've been with some toxic people, like not even like
where's
like
my really, list where's my list not, I'll bring it out
not even in terms of like just like you know, like relationships with like yeah. guys and stuff, like yeah. just in general, like with like even like other girls or like friendships, I've been in some toxic ass like you know situations, right. And like to me it's like, if they like start trying to gaslight you and be like, oh, I'm just like the worst person in the world, that's such a fucking red flag to me, because I'm like, bro, why we can't just have a mature conversation. Yeah,
no, they just want to throw it out.
We just can't have like a mature conversation of like, hey, like, you know, and they're like, oh, I'm just the worst. I'm like, no, just.
You want a pity party? What do you want?
Exactly. Here's the world's smallest violin playing for you. Yeah, me, 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 me. Exactly. Me, 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 me.
Me, me, me.
Exactly.
Well, where's that track at?
I think that also goes back to, though, like, I wish I could have told, like, my younger self, like, yeah. yo, like, don't believe half the bullshit that people are trying to dish out to you. Like, I look back at, like, older pictures of me now. Right. And I'm like, dude, I was so fit. Like, the biggest lie anybody ever told me was that I was fat. And I was like, and I believe them. You yeah. know what I mean? And it's like, mm-hmm. bro, had I just not believed them, I probably would have had like a way, or like way healthier, like relationship with like, you know, body, like, and like, you know, image. Body image. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, I'm just like, bro, like, I can't, like, I wish I could just like go back in time and just be like, yo, you're okay.
Yes.
You know, you're okay. Fine. Just tune out the noise. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, because it's yeah. tough when you're like trying to stand on the scale every day just to look at that number, and I'm just like, what the hell was I doing?
You know that like the number one fear is like the fear of heights.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then the number two fear is the fear of dying, and I was like, we fear heights more than we fear dying.
But
I was like, talk about irrationality. What?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But
I like heights. I went on Drop Zone since I was like 8.
Oh my god, wait, did you see the thing about like, there was like a roller coaster where they were like, the people were like flips upside down and it malfunctioned and they were just like in the air.
Oh, and they're just like upside down just chilling.
Dude, apparently like it took them like 25 minutes to do that, and they were like, they could get like serious like serious health like repercussions because of that. Mm-mm. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, that is crazy.
Climb down, maybe?
But they're like fully like upside down, right? Yeah, and I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I used to love roller coasters for the longest time. And then like, I kind of just like stopped. And then this guy like was just like, oh, like, you know, we went to Great America.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh no, all the rides are really, really like rickety and stuff. And like, probably he not. Just like didn't want to go with me. And I was like, we went on one ride and it was like, you know, like the one that takes you up and then it's
Drop
just
zone.
Like, no, it's not that one. It's like where you sit in the little chairs and then it basically like swings you, right? And then you get like this really dope view, right?
The one in the front of the park.
I think so. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, it barely qualifies as a ride. Yeah, like, it's not a roller fun. Coaster, right? And he was just like, oh, like, you know, he was like, terrified. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, look, you can see everything. And I look over, and he's like, terrified. And I'm like,
It's okay.
I'm like, bro, what is going on?
That's how some people are. Yeah.
I used to love it. Like when I was like probably like in middle school, like late middle school to like early high school, I lived for like amusement parks, like going to like Six Flags and stuff. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
I love it. Yeah. I still love it.
It's just like a little thrill. Like it makes you feel a little alive, you know?
We're going to die today.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm depressed. Let's go feel something.
Yes. Please, take me. Jesus.
Have you seen the trend on TikTok where it's like the guy, there's this guy that films and then he has his friend like the roller coaster is like taking off and then his friend turns around and he's like looking dead man at the camera.
Yes. And then he's like that the whole time. He's just like this the whole time.
And I'm like, ooh, like Vogue. Wow.
Your face did not change.
I was like, damn. Have you ever done one of those the simulators? Like the YouTube videos?
No.
Really? You've never seen like the YouTube videos where it's like a point of view from a roller coaster?
Oh yeah. Actually, yes.
And then it kind of like makes you feel like, oh shit, I'm going down. My cousin got an Oculus, right?
Oh, how's that?
Dude, we went over to their house for like lunch or something, and it was my entire family, right? So at that point, bro, they had just moved in, right? Like this is like the first, like it's like kind of like a housewarming, right?
Okay.
So they were like literally had like food and stuff on the like on the ground, right? Because they didn't have a dining room table, and so they like my cousin's like, hey, I have an Oculus.
Let's play that.
Right? So my cousin starts like playing, but he's like playing some game or something. And so he's like kicking things. And I'm like, bro, stop.
No. And so, kicking the moving boxes.
So we like moved all the food and everything. And we like centered him in the middle. And then he's like just like kicking and like doing this. Right? And then he like goes straight into the counter.
Oh my God. Did he get a bruise or like a like, scar
he
or
like,
something?
But he like bumped his hip.
Oh, my.
But it was so funny because like literally he's doing his thing, right? And all of us are standing around in a circle just watching him.
Oh my God.
And they were like, do you want to do it? I was like, absolutely not.
No, if I had a more open space, yeah, but.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like I would just, I would definitely, I mean, I bump into things just on the regular, like.
Yeah.
I would bump into something. I would literally knock my knee out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's a lot of fun. But yeah, like the whole virtual. Did you ever see, what was the virtual reality game that, or like the movie that we watched, Lev, at, we watched it at iPic.
Oh, where? Wait, which one? I love iPic. That's one of my.
I love iPic. Yeah. Free Guy. Oh, no, there was another player.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I saw that.
There was another one. It was called like Player Something.
Player One.
Ready Player One. Yeah. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I saw that.
But iPic, dude.
I love iPic.
I love iPic. I would move to LA just for iPic. That's so how much I love iPic.
I got a membership.
Really?
So, sponsor me.
How much is that? How much is the membership?
I think it was only like $65. For the year, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude. Every time I go back to LA, like this was his first time going to iPic. Like he's only been to iPic once. We went to Pasadena, right?
Oh, you went to Pasadena. That's mine. That's where I go to.
Love going, especially like because like Pasadena is so cute.
It is downtown,
and it's like one of my favorite places to go. And I'm like, let's go to iPic. Let's do the thing. You know, like that's like honestly the perfect like date. I feel like is going to iPic. But yeah, dude, again, like if they made an iPic here, bro, you best believe I would be there all the fucking time.
Oh yeah. I definitely will be there.
But like $65 for a whole year is not bad.
Yeah, I wanna say it's 65. Don't quote me, but maybe. But it's worth it.
It absolutely is.
So nice. I took my cousin and we had such a great time.
It's just so, like, you sit in your little pod. The last time I went to iPic, I, like, literally, like, the little, I put, like, my popcorn down. Because, first of all, I got, like, the really big bucket of popcorn thinking I was, like, gonna eat it all. I ate like half the bucket. Yeah. And then literally as I was getting up, I picked up my purse and it knocked over the popcorn. No. So literally as everyone's like heading out, I'm like trying to like scoop it in because I was like, I don't want to be that guy, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love iPick. We have actually like a really good like drive-in. Like they like redid our drive-in.
In here?
In Sacramento, yeah.
Oh, in Sacramento. Yeah. Okay.
We have, well, now I have a soccer mom car, so it's, like, really nice, you know? But they, like, redid it. So, like, before it was kind of old. I mean, it's, like, the snack bar used to be old, but they have, like, all sorts of stuff now. They have, like, alcohol. Like, they have, like, a little bar that you can sit at and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have a drive-in? I don't think we have a drive-in.
I want to say there was one near Santa Monica the last time. I never went, but I remember looking it up, but then we ended up going to iPick.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
It's better. No.
But also at that time, I had a Toyota Camry. Like, I was
oh,
like,
smaller, yeah.
You're not going to... That's not the best viewing vantage, you know what I mean?
Is that what you guys saw, Ready Player One?
No, we saw Free Guy? Yeah, we saw Free With Guy there.
Yeah, okay.
There's, like, nothing playing. When was that? That was, I want to say it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I want to say. It's like 2 years ago.
That's my biggest beef with, like, living out here. As much as I love living out here, like, or even, like, when I lived in Sacramento, there's, like, nothing to do out here.
Yeah.
Like, everything's, like, an hour away, and it's, like, I don't want to go an hour away to do something, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like in LA, you can do a lot of stuff, and, like, there's, like, always something happening, you know, where, like, you can, like, go catch a show or something like that, and it's, like... It's kind of boring, just a little bit.
What's the biggest thing you guys like to do here?
Go to a bar. Okay. one of our friends, he owns a bar, and so we go there all the time. Parkside, if you're ever in Davis, they have really, really cheap drinks and stuff. So it's
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like usually like a it won't put like too much of a dent in your wallet. It's like $20 for two people to have
that's
drinks.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Other than that, like, I mean, if you go into like Sacramento, you can go like to Punchline and stuff like that, go see like a comedy show.
Okay.
But other than that, like, you can go to Topgolf, but that's also an hour away.
Where
have you never been to Topgolf?
Oh yeah, I've been to Topgolf with my two friends in Denver.
Really?
Yeah. And one of them is a golfer, and he brought his own golf clubs, and he said that he was like, "You're a natural." I was just like, "Okay, I guess."
I was like, "I guess so."
Learning from the hockey stick, like,
yeah. I always suck at golf, or like at Top Golf, but I feel like it's always a fun time because I feel like if you go with it's like karaoke, right? If you go with everybody who sucks, then it's so much fun.
It's fun, yeah.
But if you're the only one that sucks and everybody else is good,
you're like.
It's like, bro,
when
come
am I
on.
Leaving?
I'm like, bro, when I was like single, bro, I used to do karaoke all the time. And it was because my friends were equally as bad.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun because you're just jamming out, right?
I love karaoke.
Versus now, like we went to Mexico and we were surrounded by like singers, right? Like David Hernandez, who was he was the finalist on American Idol, right?
Oh my gosh.
It was like, you're in the presence of greatness. I was like, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm not even gonna try, right?
The background vocals with
not
the
even that
mic I'm turned off.
zip it, bro. Like literally. And then one of our other friends, Courtney, like, he's like a beautiful singer. They did like a Teddy Swim song, and I was just like in awe. I was just like, holy shit. I was like, wow. And I was like, I was like I don't even sing in the bathroom anymore because I'm like, bro, I can't. I'm friends with too many talented people for me to ever act like I know how to sing, you know?
Yeah, I just stay quiet in the back. I'm just like, okay,
I'm just appreciating everything that's going on here.
They have a whole album out and I'm just like,
like, I listen.
I listen. I'll be like, yo, where?
the only time where like I cannot stop myself from singing is, do you know the song Down by Jay Sean?
Of course.
I know Lil Wayne's entire verse on that song.
You do?
Is he Punjabi? Can rap. Huh?
Is he Punjabi?
Yeah. Jay Sean's Punjabi, right?
Yeah.
I can literally rap the entire, that's the only song where like I don't care where it's playing, I'm gonna rap the entire song.
Sound like the economy.
Exactly. That's literally me, dude. And it's so funny because I'm not like a rap like music consumer like that, and I just, that song, like, it just like, bro, it holds so many memories and just like, you know, it's just like, oh. But yeah, that's like the only song where I'm like, bro, like, I don't care how dumb I sound, I don't care how dumb I look, I am here, I am like, you know, all that.
For me, anything like Bruno Mars or...
Or yeah, Bruno Mars, yeah. Right? But he actually met Jay Sean. He got Jay Sean to record like a little video for me where he was like, oh, like we missed you at the show. Like, I hope to see you at the next one. And dude, when I tell you I almost died.
I would have cried.
I was like... My jaw was on the floor, and I was going to like a wedding reception, mm-hmm. and I was just like, oh my god! I was like, I literally that cousin that I was telling you about, uh-huh. that cousin. I was like, oh my god, I have to show you something. Oh my god, oh my god! And then we're like, she's like eating, like we're like actively at this reception. I was like, oh my god, I have to show you something. I have to show you something. And she's like, okay. She's like, what? And I was like, oh my god. I was like, put down the food. I was like, put down your spoon. I was just look for a second. And I'm like showing her. She was like. Oh my god! And I was like, and she was like, where'd you get this video? And I was like, Push made it! And she was like, whoa. And I was like, yeah.
That was when he was in New York?
Yeah. He did a, they did like a Punjabi show in New York. And I was just like, oh my god.
Hey, Jasdeep, what's up? It's me, Jay. I'm sorry you couldn't make the show, but make sure you come to the next one. I'll see you there. Take
it. But yeah, no, I love Jay Sean. I love like any throwback, like, 2000s music. I just like, yeah. It's just so like when Usher was like singing at the Super Bowl, I was just like, oh my god.
I was like everybody else in front of the TV, like singing my ass.
I was just like, yes. I was like, here it is.
Like, yes, I know every word. Because I love 8701, not to call you, but yeah. 8701 was one of my favorite albums. I had it on repeat. I know every song, so.
And you know what's interesting is like I feel like back in the day it was harder to be a fan of music because like the barrier to entry was like a lot more because like you had to buy CDs or like mm-hmm. like you know like torrent music off of the internet, right?
99 cent.
And so I feel like it was harder or obviously you listen to everything on the radio and stuff, right? But I feel like it was harder to appreciate music because it was like, you know, like there was so many steps that you had to do to get to the music, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you were a fan of something you were a fan.
Oh yeah,
right? Like my brother, he would like rip CDs for me and like literally like it would have like the same 10 songs that I would listen to it in repeat mm-hmm. for the same 10 songs, you know?
Yeah, my cousins would they had a boombox, and so they put a cassette tape, and every time the song came on the radio they'd press like play and record at the same time. And so I had like I had all these R&B songs that I loved so much, and
it makes me so nostalgic because like I was telling my brother, I was telling him, I was like, oh, like, you know, back in the day, like, you know, this, because like my brother's 8 years younger than I am, and so like he's like, I'm too young to remember cassette tapes, but I'm not too young to remember CDs, because that's how we listen to everything with CDs, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like telling him, I was like, yeah, like, you know, like, and he was like, so what if you guys got tired of like the same four songs? And I was like, you didn't. I was like, that's the thing, you know? I was like, you did it. And I was like, even if you did, you knew those songs by heart. And so like, there's just a natural appreciation to it, right? Because mm-hmm. I literally, like, any song that is from that time period that I listen to, I can sing it word for word. Like word for word. I can tell you exactly, like, beat, drop, everything, right?
Yeah.
Like for the longest time, like, you know the song TikTok by Kesha right? Yeah. Like word for word. I knew that song. I knew that song word for word so hard that like I could literally sing it in my sleep today.
Yeah.
And this is like 10 years later, right?
That album, that record's really good too.
Yeah. Kesha. And I was just telling my brother, I was like, yeah, like, you know, it's just a different time. Okay. Like it was like there's different more appreciation. Time. I was like, if you wanted to listen to something, you couldn't just like tell Alexa to play it, you know? I was like, you had to
wait for it.
Like, that or like it, like if your parents were cool enough to buy you CDs, it's like, oh, cool, right?
Yeah.
Or you were doing everything illegally.
No.
Right?
Yeah. No.
and then the biggest thing for us was like my mom wouldn't buy us like blank CDs. She would buy us like the 10 packs, right? From like Best Buy or like Staples.
Uh-huh.
And then so we'd have a finite number of CDs.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, okay, how are we going to fill up these 10 CDs before we can ask? Because like my mom was like, I'm not going to buy you more CDs than you need. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, how are we going to fill it? Like it was a choice to fill up the 10 CDs. Right. But like, I don't know, man. Like every time I talk to my brother, I feel like my brother's gotten to an age where every time I talk to him, I just feel old. And I'm like, I'm going to stop talking to you because it's hurting my feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that with my cousins, but they are Swifties like I am, so
this is like close enough, right?
So we like bond over.
Yeah, my brother was like, oh, like Jason Derulo's really having a moment, and I was like,
what?
I was like, this isn't even Jason Derulo's first time having a moment, okay?
No,
this isn't even his first moment.
What?
No, because like this was also a few years ago when Jason Derulo did like the Savage Love song. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that song?
I think so. Yeah.
It was like Savage Love. Did somebody break it? It was like a Hawaiian beat that
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Right. I remember and that. So he was like, oh yeah, Jason Derulo's like really having a moment, because then he did the song with Tesher. The Jalebi Baby song, uh-huh, uh-huh. Right? And so he was like, oh yeah, like, you know, he's really having a moment and stuff. And I was like, let me let you in on a little secret, okay? Yeah,
he has hits.
I was like, this is, and then so I played Cheyenne for him. Mm-hmm. And then I played It Girl for him, mm-hmm, right? And he was like, okay. And I was like, because he's also like a rap fan, yeah. And like not a, I need more people, I need more friends who are like pop fans, yeah, because I'm like, I need mainstream music.
Me, yeah,
you know,
I know like 90s and 2000s rap, but anything after that,
yeah, I'm like, because it's all mumbly. It's like that's literally how, yeah, rap sounds now. I'm so sorry to you guys. But I can't, like, sometimes I feel so dumb because I'm like, yo, what are you saying?
Yeah. And to go to the lyric sheet.
Exactly. It's like, hold on.
What did you say?
It's like, what? Like, for the longest time, like, even, like, sometimes, like, pop music, I'm like, what are they saying? I need to know.
Yeah. I always read the lyrics. Yeah. I'm all about lyrics.
I'm like, I don't want to look dumb.
No.
Especially, oh, dude, we went to a University of Beer, mm-hmm, and they were doing karaoke, and they did, like, aww, all, like, 2000 songs. And you know what was one of, like, the first ones that they played?
What?
The Pokemon theme song.
Yes, I want to be very best.
I was, oh,
don't get
so,
me started.
I was so shocked. I was like, yes. I was like, somebody who understands. Because also, like, when you also like living in a college town, it's like hard because it's like everybody has like culture moves so fast, you know. Yeah. And it's like, literally I feel so obsolete sometimes, so I'm like, yo, like, I don't recognize any of this. But when they dude, the entire time that we were there for a couple of hours, it was all like early 2000s, yeah, to like mid 2000s music, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I was like, this is my people. Yes. This is my people. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is my vibe, this is my people. Yes, let's go.
The good thing about this generation is that they're getting exposure to Pokemon. So my nephew, he's like 7, he knows Pokemon, he knows,
yeah,
Pokemon. Yeah,
yeah,
the whole theme song.
Yeah. Did you ever watch like Yu-Gi-Oh, like the,
oh,
show?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh, like the deck of cards. Yeah. Yeah. Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah, dude, you know what's crazy is like, dude, I come from the era where there were binders of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yep. Yeah.
And you were so cool if you had a binder full, mm-hmm, of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
Right? Or did you, I don't know, okay, this might be too niche, but like, do you remember Marble Madness? Did you ever do that?
Mm-mm.
So like, at our,
like,
school.
Like marbles?
Yeah, at our school, in the month of March, it was like legal for you to have like marbles at school. Uh-huh. And so the entire month of March, you were able to like play like for marbles and stuff like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And like there's like cat eyes that were like basic, like, you know, marbles that you would get at like Dollar Tree. And then there, yeah, was like clearies. There was like all these different types of marbles.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I'd definitely be in on it.
I don't know if it was just our school though. I feel like I thought it was bigger than that, but I guess maybe it was just our school.
Maybe in like elementary school, but I don't really remember.
This is like when I was in like fourth grade, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that was just a,
for us, maybe like earlier in elementary school, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But also, I feel like because we didn't have tablets or anything, you could either read or you could play with your friends.
Yeah.
And that was it.
During recess?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was playing with my friends.
Yeah, but like my thing is like now, even like my brother, he was like, yeah, like, you know, I was like watching something on my phone like during like lunchtime,
what?
Or whatever. I was like, that's prime social, like real estate time, you know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, like prime time to like talk to your friends, gossip, etc., you know?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I
don't know, I'm a social person, so like I would not be I was on my like, phone like that.
I was like, how do you function? I was like, do you not have friends?
Yeah. And he was like, sometimes it is like that.
But he was like, well, I guess I get his thing, because he was like, my friends don't go to the same school.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, I don't really have like friends at my own school. So I was like, oh, that makes sense, you know? Mm. And also he was the last one to graduate high school. So he's kind of all alone, because like my cousin's like 2 years older than him. So like he left, and then like his junior, senior year, he was just kind of there by himself.
Okay.
That's another thing though. Like when you have a really big family, I feel like you don't have as many friends.
Yeah, because you're just so like close-knit yeah. with your own siblings and your own. Yeah. I think that's how it is kind of like with my family.
Yeah.
Like we have the same friends come over like year after year, but
yeah,
I don't know. Anyone new, not really.
Yeah. Like even with like a lot of like my brother's friends, they're also like my friends, so I'll invite them to like whatever else. So it's like, oh, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I don't really need to make friends outside of like my brother or like my partner's friends, you know yeah. what I mean?
No.
It's like, this is enough. This yeah. is enough.
I've spent a lot of my life with my brother's friends, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always like would hang out.
I mean, I'm the oldest, so I have issues. I have issues of my own.
Well, I don't know, when I was younger I felt like I was the oldest, but then growing up my brothers had kids, and so, you know, they became dads, and so they had to be more strict and more serious, and yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I play around with my brother and I say, I'm like, you're too cool now, like you're not as goofy as you used to be.
It's like you're an adult. It's like, did you ever watch Rugrats, where she's like, I got responsibilities mm-hmm. now, and I'm like, yeah, Angelica. All of us mm-hmm. all of us
with her Cynthia doll.
Huh?
Cynthia doll.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, that show was one of my favorite shows of all time. I still go back sometimes. I quote, here's my thing, I quote a lot of stuff from my childhood still. I'm like, yeah. And I feel like that's what shows my age, because I'm like, I'm getting to that point where I'm getting older, definitely. You know, I'm not cool and hip anymore. So
it
I'm like,
is, you are.
But also, like, the thing is that, like, a lot of my references are really, really niche, because we go on about this all the time, that, like, whether I'm a millennial or a zoomer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go back and forth on that all the time. So, like, I have very, like, unless we're, like, the, like, because, like, my one of my friends, like, we're the exact same age. So we have... We can, like, relate on everything.
Okay, yeah.
You know? But, like, I feel like my references are really, really niche sometimes.
Mm-hmm. The Rugrats movie is amazing.
Yeah.
And the Rugrats in Paris?
Yeah.
What?
Did you ever watch, like, the old Barbie? Like, not the cartoon Barbie, but, like, the animated Barbie? Like, Barbie and the Nutcracker?
Oh yeah, the
VHS. Oh my god. Okay, so that VHS. Okay, first of all, my mom.
Now
was
we're
like,
showing our age.
I know. First of all, my mom was never gonna buy me like a Barbie doll, because they were like were expensive, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then my mom, because like my mom was like, well, if you want to get this, then you're gonna be like, oh, give me accessories and this, that, and the third, and it's just like it's gonna get out of control real fast, right?
The convertible.
I was like, I was like, dude, even now, like that, like they have like a, it's like this big, it's like $80, and I genuinely considered it. Like,
oh, I no, like, I got stuff on the flea market. My future like, kids will I was get like, stuff on the flea market.
I was like, I can't justify spending $80 on this.
No.
But so my mom loved to like garage sale. Mm-hmm. Like, bruh, like, I don't know if your parents were like this, but like every single Saturday morning, my mom would pack all of us into the van and we'd go garage sale hunting. Right. That's still a core memory for me. Like, that's cool. That's one of my favorite memories from my childhood, is like going garage sailing. Mm-hmm. And my mom, she was like, I'm not going to buy you Barbies, whatever. Right. So we went to like this one garage sale and they had like three Barbie movies. Right. For $1 a piece.
Take it.
And I was like, Mom, can I? And she was like, you can get one. So I picked Barbie and the Nutcracker.
Yes.
And I watched that movie.
You know the routine.
So much. It was ridiculous. That, and then my brothers picked out like a Care Bears movie.
Oh, okay.
Which also Care Bears is coming back, and that made me so happy. I was like, there was like a Care Bear and like Hello Kitty collab at Walmart. Ooh. And I was like,
where?
I was like, my childhood.
I need to buy it.
I was like, yes.
I love please. Hello Kitty. Don't get me started with Hello Kitty.
Dude, and like, I feel like now kids like Hello Kitty, but like a lot of the people that I feel like they have a lot of like Hello Kitty stuff at like TJ Maxx and stuff. I feel like a lot of the people that are buying it are older. I feel like they're around our age.
And they're like, oh, Hello Kitty. They're
like, oh my God, finally I have big girl money to spend yes. on this, right?
I'll still be at work with my Hello Kitty pen and the fluffy.
Oh my feathers. Gosh, yes. Yeah. The more dramatic, the better. Do you remember Lisa Frank? Dude, he didn't remember what Lisa Frank was. I was like, you cannot tell me.
Of course.
You cannot tell me that I am not a 90s kid, like a millennial, if you don't even remember what Lisa Frank is.
Lisa Frank was life.
I was like, Lisa Frank was everything. Yes. They're like coming back. Yeah. And then also, though,
there's... I still have it. I still have
some. I have a... So they did a palette with Morphe.
Oh, I saw that.
I have it. I don't use it, but it's just like... Because it looks like the Trapper Keepers.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this feels so good. You know? Bailey Sarian is. Mm-mm. She's a girl who does like murder mystery and makeup on Mondays.
Oh, I'm really bad. I don't watch YouTube
No, you're totally fine. So basically she does this podcast called Dark History, and she was like talking about like, she did, I think, a two-parter on Lisa Frank.
Oh,
like,
what?
Like the person Lisa Frank.
Oh,
and apparently there's like a dark side to Lisa Frank.
What? Oh my God.
No, like... not the designs or anything, but like the there was just like a lot of like stuff that went on, and I was like, oh my gosh.
It's so funny because I forget about the person Lisa Frank. I just think of the brand. Like, that's how good their branding and marketing was.
Absolutely.
That we were just like colors, mesmerized. Girl yeah. stuff, being cute.
Dude, I remember somebody from Tell somewhere. Me. One of my favorite gifts I ever got as a kid was like this. It was like a little stationery set, but it came in like a little thing where it had like a little top, and then it had like little drawers. When I tell you, I made sure I didn't take care of anything like I took care of that, bro.
Yeah.
And it came with like stickers and stuff. And I was so stingy with my stickers. Like I was so stingy. I told my cousin, I was like, you can have one sticker and like you can pick any sticker. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you pick a big one, I'm not gonna let you have it.
That was me. I used to sell stickers in elementary school. I was like, give me that 25 cents.
I was like, so like literally like it came with like a little sticker book, and then it came with like a pen or whatever. And I just like remember, I was like, oh my God. And so like I'd like literally like I like wipe it down, keep it all pristine and cute. Aww. And I had it until like we moved into like our current house. And then I was in high school, and so like then I kind of like, you know, because it was like super super popular when I was like in elementary and like middle school. Like that was hot shit, you mm-hmm. know. And so then I don't remember if I like threw it out or if my mom threw it again. My mom is like one of those people where like she loves like a nice and tidy house,
right?
So my mom would throw away so much stuff. Like, my mom, I remember, like, instead of, like, being like, hey, you need to stop sleeping with, like, a teddy bear, yeah. she just, like, gave it away. And I was like, how
dare you? If someone came in my room, I don't care if it's my parents, and they touch my stuff. Mm-mm.
My mom, like,
someone is not gonna.
And my mom would be like, my mom would be like, well, your room is dirty, so I, like, did you a favor and cleaned it. And I was like, don't touch my stuff.
That's intense.
I don't know if you ever got this, but my mom, I feel like it's like, you know, it's private. This, she's like, what are you gonna keep private for me? She's like, you don't, it was like, under this roof, you don't have privacy. And I was like, oh. So that's why I love like now that I'm in my own space, I'm like, oh, nobody's gonna touch it.
Yeah.
I know exactly where things are. I know it's like organized chaos or anything like that, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I had a little locket on my little diary in elementary school.
Oh my God, bro.
Do not enter.
Those, I don't know, man. Like, writing in a little diary and like being able to do all that stuff. I don't know. That just, that's like prime, I feel like prime girlhood memories, you know?
And you take it to school and your friends are like, did you write about me? Would you write about me? And then I was brave. I was a brave kid. And I'd go and be like, this person did this on Wednesday, and this person didn't share their pencil with me on Tuesday. Christopher.
Anyway.
And then I'd like name out. I was bold.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Dude, I remember in middle school, I had this one friend who like she was like a foster kid. Mm-hmm. And she was like one of my only friends. But like she basically she was on like her last leg with like her foster parents. And they were like, if you get in trouble again, we're not gonna like you're not gonna be here. Right. So I was like telling her, I was like, hey, like, you know, I can help you get like good grades and stuff like that. And like, you know, I can make sure that like, you know, you get good grades so that like, you know, you can stay and everything. Aww. Right. And so, cause she was like my only friend, bro. Yeah. I was a loser. I did not peak until like after college, bro. Like I did not peak, but also like everybody.
I'd be your friend.
But like everybody who peaked in like middle school is now not doing too hot.
Okay. But where did you go to school? Because us AP kids were cool and we had lots of friends.
Well, okay, I went to school in Stockton, which, again, mm-hmm. I know.
I don't even want to say that. All the Stockton people are going to go after me. Well, my nephew's from Stockton, so.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Dude, when people hear that I'm from Stockton, they're like, ugh. It's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people say that. So back to like this girl, her name is Vivian, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, Vivian, I'll help you. I'll like, you know, do everything and like whatever. I did some of her homework, right?
That's so nice.
That's how dedicated I was to keeping her there. And so she basically like got baited by another girl, like was like, oh, I'm gonna bait her into a fight. And so like she got baited into a fight, right? But I will never forget, I had like this little diary and I wrote about like that experience. And I remember I was so extra. I drew a diagram.
As you do.
I drew a diagram of what it looked like.
As you do. You have to show the parents it was not her fault.
Exactly. Right? So I draw the table, right? To the point where I like literally took a different color pen and I drew like the little like pattern that the table had.
Aww.
And I was like, Vivian sat here. I was here. Mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z was here. X, Y, and Z was here. And then I like drew arrows as to like, cause like the girl like came up behind her and like pulled her hair. And so I was like, the girl came from over here and went around to Vivian. And then underneath that, she pulled her hair. Da, 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 this on the third, right? And so like I didn't cause like trouble or anything like that, right? And so like when the like basically like I guess like she had told the principal, she was like, hey, like Jazz was there, like, you know, whatever, right? And so I get called up to the office, right? And mind you, I'm terrified because I was a good kid. I never got called up to the office, right? Yeah. Ever. And so I'm like shivering my timbers. And they were like, oh, so Vivian came to school one day after that and then like she got like suspended, right?
Hmm.
So I was like, so they were like, oh, we heard that you wrote about it, right? And I was like, I did? They're like, do you have your notebook on you? And I was like, I do. Because, like, I kept it with me because I was like, oh, my, if I leave it at home, my mom's going to snoop.
Yeah.
And so I'd take it with me. And so literally I had to hand my diary in. So the principal read it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did you save her?
No, she ended up going elsewhere. Dude, I kid you not, if I could find her on social media, I've tried. I really have.
Vivian, please.
Vivian, if you're out there, like, hit me up.
Yes.
Have you ever done that? Like where you go on Facebook to find old people that like, you know, you think about randomly?
I don't have Facebook at the moment. But I should restart it.
I go back to Facebook all the time to like find like random people I haven't thought about.
I used to.
But yeah, like my best friend from middle school, I like hit her up on Facebook and I was like, oh my god, it's been so long.
Aww.
And I was like, oh yeah, like, you know. But yeah, like that's one of my core memories that I will never forget. Like every time I talk about that, I literally feel like I'm back.
You're
like,
there.
In sixth grade. Because I wrote so vividly about it.
Yeah.
Right? And if I write it down, it's like in my brain, you know? It's okay. I called someone a broke fucking bitch in the last podcast that we recorded.
About somebody else or to your co-host?
No, about somebody else.
As you should.
I was talking about this really toxic guy that I wasn't even seeing him in college. And he had the audacity to say something to me after I dropped him off to his house.
Wait, you had to and drop then, him off? Exactly. He deserves it, as you should.
I was like, what a broke fucking bitch.
He was. You had to drop him off. What? Equal opportunity, okay, but fuck, why you have to drop him off? I wouldn't let him walk.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, he was like, this. You know what's the funniest thing about trauma? Is when you look back, you can actually genuinely laugh.
Oh, my God.
This guy said to me, he was like, if you dye your hair, I'm going to cut you off. And I was like, okay, bet. And I booked a salon appointment the next week.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
You are not the only one. Yeah, a guy told me that if I cut my hair, he's like, I don't think, because my hair was even longer than this. Like, my hair was to my waist a few years ago. And he was like, yeah, I don't think I can do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I won't look that different.
See, I would be so, I would literally get a bob the next day.
Yeah.
I would literally have just enough hair to tuck behind my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I've done some wild ass shit because people told me I couldn't.
Exactly. I swear, I think I cut my hair the week after. I was just like, myself, I was like, V for Vendetta.
Somebody, there was another guy that was like, if you like, only whores wear red lipstick. So I went out and I bought only red lipsticks. As soon as somebody tells me I can't do something, I'm like, oh, I know what I'm gonna be doing for the next two days.
You said what? Oh,
you said what?
You said say less.
Yeah, I know. Somebody once told me, they were like, oh, if you wear a short dress, bro, when I tell you I had dresses, I was going to college in dresses that were like way too short. My butt almost hanging out.
Good.
I was like, absolutely not.
Do it. As you
said. Like, no, not at all. All of that to say, I don't even know how we got here.
Don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Don't tell us what to do.
Don't tell us what to do. Don't.
That's the outro.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tell a woman at least what to do, because I promise you, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is all that we have for you guys today. We could probably talk for another 4 hours without stopping.
Another episode we must.
Exactly. Yeah. But thank you so much for hanging out with us for as long as you did. This was definitely a longer one. If you are listening to us on a streaming platform, don't forget to follow and rate us 5 stars all around, hopefully. We can find you on
Instagram. I guess I'll reactivate my Facebook, so and I guess I'm getting a TikTok, so you guys have to help me on that.
Absolutely. Yes. Get her on TikTok, get her addicted on TikTok so she can doom scroll like I am.
Yes. So just my name, Lissette Vega with the number 18, so LISSETTVEGA 18,
and we will see you later. Bye.